This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Electromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts about some of the IT trends and challenges facing agencies and industry. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Fed Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we have Keith Boyer in the studio. He's the Chief Operating Officer at a company called DMG Federal. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, repeat appearance from, I think, 7 years ago, huh, Keith?
Yeah,
many years ago.
Yeah.
That was back when I was young and good-looking. No one believes that, not even Keith. Keith, tell me a little about your background. Tell me about DMG Federal and how you can serve my federal listeners.
Well, my background is from an IT perspective. That's where I trained, where I went to college, and I had an opportunity to work for several Fortune 500 organizations prior to starting and co-founding DMG Federal with my wife, Carolyn. We founded the company back in 1995. Our focus,
and you were young and good-looking then, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
95.
Yeah. And our focus was primarily in the business intelligence space. It was, at that time, it was more on the decision support system side, but it was growing, and our focus was there. We started off with a product called Crystal Reports.
I remember well.
Yeah. And through acquisition, we were able to, several acquisitions, we were able to then partner with Business Objects, and then Business Objects was acquired by SAP, and their product line and the product portfolio continued to expand and offered us an opportunity to provide more information management services and solve problems for our clients. And at that time, we were primarily focused in the commercial space, Fortune. Pretty much with companies for $500 million in revenue up to about $1 billion. And then somewhere around about 2002, we started to focus really on the public sector. In 2005, we made a transition from commercial to the public sector, and thus we changed our name to DMG Federal.
That's interesting. Back in 1995, I remember being on the radio telling everyone that Windows NT stood for Windows Nothing There. And I remember Chris Reports,
Yeah.
So if I try to take a look at your company from 40,000 feet, it looks like you've taken large amounts of information and tried to distill it or provide it to clients to make management decisions based on that information in a reasonable way. That's what Crystal Reports was all about, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, Crystal Reports was basically an ad hoc reporting tool, and at the time, that capability was definitely in demand. When I first started my career, and you'd ask me, I used to do a lot of the reporting on the mainframe systems. In some cases, it took you 2 or 3 days to get those reports. So as we started making the shift from mid-range and mainframe systems to client server, these applications gave the ability for organizations and for individuals to get access to that information a lot quicker, and as well as to be able to hone into the exact data that they wanted. I remember when I used to do a lot of print jobs off the mainframe, an end user would walk in and they would get a box of paper, they would rip it in half, take the bundle and flip it in half and take out two pieces of paper and throw the rest in the recycling bin because that's all they really wanted. So Crystal Reports solved a lot of that problems for them, and it was a great tool when it first came out.
My. From a humble start of waiting for a green bar to print out to Cloud BI. I mean, whoa. Well, you went from green bar to Cloud BI?
Yeah.
Would that transition to, I think it's in the last 5 or 6 years, it's really morphed, completely changed, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And I think over really the maturation of the BI space has progressed.
Business intelligence, we're talking about.
Specifically in business intelligence. And a lot of that has to do with all the prevailing winds of the business sector, right? So the consolidation, the roll up of some of the tier three, tier two players by the tier one players, the strategic and the nimble and the boutique software manufacturers that were building specific type of applications to solve a problem. And then when you go ahead and take that and add that to the pie, it solved a bigger problem for our clients. So that's kind of what we've seen over the years with this consolidation in the BI space.
I like the word nimble. I was watching the hockey on TV, you know, folks over in the Olympics.
Right.
And you can be 275 pounds and bench press 600 pounds, but you know what? If you're not nimble on those skates, you're going to lose. They're going to skate right around you, aren't they? Yeah. So nimble seems to be a more and more important skill in this fast-changing world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just to think that, you know, even 8 years ago, remember the cell, 10 years ago, we weren't using cell phones and mobile devices the way that we're using them now. We depend on these devices to get access to information. The need of having information and to make informed decisions is more paramount to be readily available and to be accurate than it was 10 years ago. So now it's pretty much expected that information is going to be there and that's going to be accurate.
So early years of the company, a lot of focus on Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies,
yeah.
Working with large data sets and helping them understand some of the information they have. And that was the origin of the phrase business intelligence, was taking numerical information and presenting it graphically for larger accounts. Mm-hmm. And over the years, you made a transition to more and more federal agencies and helping them, because federal agencies have the exact same problem as many larger organizations. And I guess one way to structure this or to phrase this is data visualization. Is that a good term to describe what your company focuses on?
Well, yeah. There's a lot. You know, a lot of the heavy lifting, John, still is done in the background from all the disparate data sources that may need to be joined together from and into a warehouse or into a data store or what have you. But then you still have to have that front end that the business user, the business consumer, the end user can go ahead and just basically, you know, navigate through those volumes of data to be able to get the insight that they're looking for. So the column and row type of view of looking at data is kind of like old school now. It's more now on the visualization and to be able to have a very quick snapshot of associations. We are from symbols and from colors and from charts and graphs, we can quickly come to some type of conclusion or assumption about the information that we're looking for, and then that gives us the ability to be able to dive in more into the data to gain further insight. So the visualization of data is something that we can consume and be able to make more informed decisions very quickly.
And you do it well. I mean, there's one thing to do it. I remember 5-6 years ago when Microsoft had a product called SharePoint.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, yeah, we have dashboard. And I went to a Microsoft event and I saw it and I said, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, is this really it's almost like a fourth grader on a chalkboard or something. There's a lot of variation in there between doing it and doing it well.
Yeah, so the rendering or the palettes, the color palettes, the different visualization, infographic type of tools that you're using to display that data is an art form in itself. But I think with visualization and with dashboards did was it aggregated that look and feel, that look and view of the data, and gave an end user the ability now to make associations compared to other data. As well as to be able to start to kind of go into this what ifs type scenario. And so, you know, I come from the world that most users know what they know, but they don't know what they don't know. And by visualizing data in the way that some of the products like Burst and Tableau that we support, it gives our end users ability and our consumers ability to be able to gain further insights into those areas of information that they were not aware of.
If you want more information on Keith's company, you can go to D as in dog, dmgfederal.com. That's David Mary George, dmgfederal.com. And and if you visit that website, I was there this morning, you see a lot of information about several products. One's called Tableau, one's called Burst, and one is called Cognitio. Is that what it is?
Yes, Cognitio, yeah. Yes.
Well, let's take a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk about, geez, it felt like you've been around for 20, 25 years, and you picked these three products that you think can solve some problems. We'll ask you questions on why Tableau? Where does it fit in? And how can it help my listeners solve some of the problems they have with managing these massive amounts of information that they have?
Okay.
You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Keith Boyer. He's a COO at DMG Federal. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Keith Boyer. He's the Chief Operating Officer at a company called DMG Federal, dmgfederal.com for more information. Keith had been around a while, been knocked around, made some mistakes, got turned around, but company successful, profitable, making money. So I go to your website this morning, I look around, and I see you're featuring three products. One is called Tableau, one is called Burst, one is called Cognitio. Yeah. And I say to myself, well, this is a guy who's, you know, seen a lot of stuff. Right. Why in the world did he pick these three? And maybe for the benefit of our listeners, maybe there are listeners out there that's trying to solve a problem with business intelligence, maybe data visualization. They can say, well, Keith likes this Tableau. Why Tableau?
Yeah, so let's just take a step back. When we first started, you know, when you went to our website, you know, 10 years ago, you would have seen a partner page that had a, you know, basically a who's who of software on our website, and that we were partnered with so many different companies, and there lied some opportunities, but it also lied some challenges. As we were talking in the first segment about the maturation in the space, these technologies have become more complex, and it required that our resources, you know, had to keep up on these tools. And so, you know, trying to have, you know, everyone to be masters of each one of those technologies and the constant changes of those technologies, it just became very, very, very difficult. I spent more time on a monthly basis talking to, you know, the different channel representatives from these various software manufacturers versus to really doing some things for my clients. So we made the concerted decision to say, okay, exactly what is it that we want to solve? What do we want to be? And where do we see the opportunity in the business intelligence space? And so Tableau was our first decision, and it's been a very good relationship. Tableau is a data visualization application that can be run off the desktop. It can be run off of the Tableau server, where you can have basically a web front end, a web interactor that you can connect to the platform. And we also have Tableau in the cloud to reduce the costs of provisioning and scaling and all those types of things and hardware and things like that.
You know, my previous guest is Randy Wood from F5 Networks, and he worked for Cisco for many years. And when I was having a conversation with him, guess what he uses? He uses Tableau. I mean, it's like different, complete different perspectives on solving a problem, and the solution is Tableau. Isn't that interesting how two complete different situations they wind up, well, here is a solution. And tell us more about Tableau and how this can benefit our federal IT professionals.
Yeah, well, Tableau is a great tool. You know, we were talking, again, in the first segment about some of the previous ad hoc and reporting tools. But with Tableau, pretty much anyone can take Tableau and connect and point it to a data source, and within minutes you can build and gain insight from visualization. It has the ability to have in-memory analytics, in-memory data, that the data can be reside within the tool set. It can be shared through mobile devices. They have all the connectors to all of the top platforms, whether it be Cloudera for big data, whether it be SQL, Oracle, or what have you. They already have put those connectors in place, and they're also very flexible to develop and, you know, in previous and next releases connectors to anything else that may happen to come on the horizon. Low cost, it's very inexpensive, and from a consultative perspective, you don't have to have someone sit there, you know, month after month designing the visualizations. Again, this is something very, very simple for most users to use. So we're seeing a lot of progress in the space with Tableau.
Keith, I'm going to use a word from your past, and you can dig this up and dust take the dust off. It's called middleware.
Okay,
and I say, well, you know, so you have several large databases. You're trying to make sense of it. You can use a software as a service product like Tableau, I guess, as an intermediate. It almost fits the middleware, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So what we've done is that in the public sector, as more and more agencies are looking to off-premise some of their applications and also looking to modernize their business intelligence applications, we're seeing that a lot of clients are looking at a software as a services model for data visualization because their workforce changes. For example, GSA is starting to virtualize its workforce, where a lot of their employees are now working pretty much from home, and they're coming back into the office a couple of days a week. So they're using CRM and other type of cloud applications, and Tableau is a very nice tool that can be on premise or in the cloud.
Last night I was at the Capital City Brewing in Shirlington with a guy from the GSA.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he was doing remote work from the Capital City Brewing last night. His name is Emil Monette. I'll have to tell him that. Yeah. Hey, okay. We're talking about remote workers, Emil. Maybe you're at the Capital City Brewing doing that. And so Tableau, it is a service that you provide. This is a licensed software. This is a tool that your consultants use, or what exactly is it?
Yeah, so it is a license. It can be sold and procured perpetually. What we're doing with Tableau software, our value is that we have established a FedRAMP FISMA compliant partnership with one of those awardees, and we're able to put Tableau software in the cloud for our clients. It is a single tenant installation, so only that particular agency or that organization will have access to that instance. And if the client wants us to go ahead and help them with data quality, help them to develop some visualizations, provide training, what have you, we have started what we call Engage, which is our professional services in the cloud for better speaking, service that we provide at a much lower cost than what it would cost to have a consultant on site.
So you go to dmgfederal.com, and I'm sure there's white papers that describe Tableau, T-A-B-L-E-A-U. You can do research on your own. If you're listening to this and it's baseball season, it's 100 degrees outside, you can do research on Tableau, go to DMG Federal, read their tweets, read their blogs, and then if you want to engage with Keith, you can send an email and say, well, we heard your interview and we've done some research, and Keith, we found you, and we've decided that Tableau may answer our problems, and can you come out and help us deploy Tableau? That might be where the best thing for DMG is, as a resource center.
Oh, yes, exactly. And I think we'll speak about this a little bit more. But yeah, so we if you come to our website, we also have Friday, hashtag Friday Cafe, which is our online interactive social community that we're actually sharing a lot of information about our applications like Tableau, Burst, and Cognitio, and as well as some of the best practices, and bringing in some real-life use cases and how organizations are taking these applications and platforms and doing some pretty cool things with them.
So hashtag Friday Cafe, you can listen in. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to contribute. You can just sit back and be what they call a lurker. But, if you're considering different ways to present information, I mean, it's a nice to think and listen to how other people have done it. Oh, geez, he made this mistake. Oh, really? Oh, and he bought that diesel car, couldn't get fuel in Oklahoma. Oh, really? Or find out. And then I think after you get all your information, generally speaking, people do about 70% of people do research on the internet before they make any kind of project announcements or any kind of a purchase for equipment. So it's a good way to learn more about it. There's another product called Burst, B-I-R-S-T. So yeah. Complete separate from Tableau, works with Tableau?
There's no compliments from the two. If you talk to both manufacturers, they'll say that there's some competition between the two. But where Burst differs from Tableau is that Burst is a pure end-to-end business intelligence platform in the cloud, from data modeling, from ETL to ad hoc reporting, data visualization, pretty much what you've been experiencing in standard and on an on-premise BI platform, Burst has that in the cloud. And they are the only pure BI end-to-end solution that's out there in the marketplace, and they're doing some pretty cool things. They're also been able to, or they also have the ability to have a hybrid model where they have an appliance that they can put on site, but primarily their pure play is a cloud provider.
So Burst may be more applicable for a civilian agency, and Tableau may be more applicable for agencies that have more strenuous security requirements.
In both situations, and as well as Tableau, where I think what Tableau is really positioned very nicely is with some of the larger appliance and the larger Hadoop. Big data, big volumes of data that's being crunched in the background. Having a front end like Tableau software is something that we're seeing those synergies and partnerships being forged quite often.
7 years ago, we talked about Microsoft and Oracle, and now we're talking about Tableau and Cognitio. And let's take a break. We come back, talk more about new names and products on visualizing information so you can make decisions better for any federal IT project you're working on. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we are speaking with Keith Boyer, COO at DMG Federal. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Keith Boyer, COO at DMG Federal. More information, it's simple, dmgfederal.com. Before the break, we're talking about different types of terminology. Instead of talking about Oracle and Microsoft, we're starting to talk about Tableau, Burst, and Cognitio. So what is Cognitio anyway? Sounds like an Italian word or something.
Yeah, Cognitio is a big data accelerator platform.
Cognitio.
T-I-O, yep, yeah, T-O, yes.
Okay.
It is a big data accelerator. Pretty much it's able to bring in large volumes of structured and unstructured data, and to be able to assemble that in a way that will enable you to put something like Tableau in front of that and be able to query that, and as well as to gain insight. So think of, for example, social media, for example, as agencies are starting to really understand and listen to what's happening out there via Facebook and through Twitter and what have you. This data is generating large and large volumes of that. Now, how do you associate, that Twitter feed to maybe even an event or to an instance or to a product or to a particular person within the organization and what have you? And so trying to not only bring in that data and associate that with relational databases and even disparate databases, and be able to very, very quickly do that at a fast pace. That's something that Cognitio has been able to do, and it fits exactly where we want to be because, with Hadoop and with some of the other social media large volume data sets out there, we're seeing more and more use cases around that, and that's where we think that Cognitio can fit.
I know your company has a blog. Why don't you talk a little bit about your blog?
Yeah, so we when you go to dmgfederal.com, we have several blogs throughout our sites that are released on a bi-monthly basis, as well as our hashtag Friday Cafe. Every Friday is something net new that comes out. So tomorrow after 12 o'clock, we'll have some new tidbit. My team has worked really, really hard to put a calendar of events and of activities with our blogs and other releases that we're doing, applications and apps for phones and things like that we have brought in and kind of taken through the paces. But with our blogs, what we want to do is we want to have something that is given information and as well as sharing information that we're seeing in the marketplace around the various technologies, the problems that they're solving, the use cases, the next new applications that are trending very, very hot in the marketplace. And a lot of times, our clients, they don't have, a single place to go to get that. And we try to make that available to them with our Friday Cafe resource portal.
You've tossed out a word a couple times, Hadoop. I had Mike Olson in the studio here from Cloudera, and we've done all kinds of different Hadoop shows.
Yeah.
Just for the, there's some listeners that may not know. Tell us what Hadoop is and how it fits into the whole marketplace of big data and data visualization.
Yeah, so Hadoop is unstructured large data that is very, very complex in nature, and Cloudera is one of the big players in the space, and so what we're seeing is that as more and more organizations are really trying to understand what it is, do they have it? what does it mean to them? How can they leverage, you know, the Hadoop environment and be able to gain further insights? And so what we have done is we have ourselves trying to make sense with that. We've leveraged Cognitio to simplify that for our prospects and for our clients, and it's been very successful so far.
You know, I look at Hadoop and I say, well, geez, you go from a garden hose to a fire hose. Now, I have a friend who was a firefighter in D.C. You got to have a couple big, strong guys in a fire hose. I mean, yeah. they'll come back and kill you. You got to be real careful. A friend of mine is a retired D.C. fireman. And so I look at Hadoop as this fire hose. And now, wait a minute. If it's not going the right direction, what good is it? Big data is a big headache unless it's going the right direction. I think the tools you talked about say, okay, we can put a little funnel or nozzle on this and direct it to the right place.
The biggest challenge I find is that when I sit down and I talk about big data, there comes a look in a client's or a prospect's face, and they're like, well, man, I don't want to go there because I still don't even know what big data is, right? But we have it. I mean, we spoke in the last segment about several examples, like for social media. And again, when you look at the acquisitions and the mergers of organizations, when they're bringing that data together, and when agencies are trying to work, you know, cross agencies perspective or what have you. We have over the years have collected a huge, large volumes of data. And then when you're trying to tie that data in with other transactional data, it doesn't take you too long. I think one of the definitions that I heard that Google had give of big data was anything over 500 gigabytes of data was kind of the entry level of big data. So, you know, you don't have to be in the petadata world to be in big data. So, mm-hmm. The challenges of big data brings, as well as the opportunities that it can provide by having the right accelerator, by having the right front end visualization, can reduce the cost, as well as to get them to the cost versus the value much quicker.
I follow your tweets, and one of the tweets you come up with in the last couple of weeks was top 10 business intelligence trends for 2014, yeah. presented by Tableau.
Yeah.
And I thought they're very insightful. And one of them is kind of a phrase that I'll toss out and maybe you can explain for the listeners. It's called embedded BI, embedded business intelligence. Now, what do I mean by that? That seems like a strange phrase.
Yeah. So the embedded is that, again, is the insight, right? So you're able to have the data that you need to make informed decisions, but it's to having the ability to drill and to make associations and to join and to kind of ask questions that you wouldn't have typically have asked or know to ask of the data. So, we're seeing more applications like Tableau being able to have this embedded analytics that to give the answers to questions that you wouldn't even know to ask.
Yeah, and in fact, if you're looking at trends, this is not a bad report. It has 10 different ideas of what's going to happen in 2014. And number one, fascinating, what Tableau says, it's going to be the end of data scientists. Well, that's going to be a surprise for the people at Hadoop. I think they all call themselves data scientists out there, don't they?
Well, because Tableau has made it that simple. I don't want to oversimplify the work of what the data scientists do, because they do a very, very good job. The number one thing, poor data in, you obviously going to be poor data out, right? So a lot of the business logic, the business rules, some of the, statistical formulations of data, what have you, when required, we still need that from data scientists. And Tableau by itself is not going to do that. So there's still roles in that. But I think the point is that being able to have data scientists to be able to help you to get to the informed decision-making process quicker, I think Tableau can provide that kind of solution.
You using a lot of different words here that maybe some listeners know. You talked about ATL earlier. I didn't.
ETL.
Yeah. ETL.
So yes.
What exactly that is?
Extraction, tool, and load. So that's the process where data is being extracted. And then that data is then loaded into a database or to a warehouse. So let's say a transactional system that is collecting credit card information or collecting some type of transaction, and then at the end it needs to be uploaded into a larger database. So that's the ETL process.
So maybe one of my listeners is working for an agency now, and they're considering it hosted at a warehouse product like Amazon Redshift, and maybe just scratching their heads trying to figure out exactly how to make that transition and what the best practices are and what about security. This is a challenge that some of my listeners have. They have to move to the cloud, and they're thinking about what applications do they move and how do they move them?
Yeah, so you know, you spoke earlier in another segment about the difference between civilian and DOD and in the intel agencies, and each three of those communities, you know, they have their own security requirements, and so you know, in our data center, you know, we're DICAP and FISMA and FedRAMP, and so we're meeting some of those security checkpoints, but you're exactly right. Is that what barriers of security do I need to make sure that I'm adhering to and what have you? So, you know, we really kind of rely on our data center to maintain those credentials and what have you. What we're seeing is a slow walk to the cloud, right? It's going to happen. I mean, the cost savings alone is really driving a lot of those decisions. But it's just really kind of getting people around the thought of cloud and security.
We have to take a quick break. When we come back, talk more about cloud transition, and products to help you in that process. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Keith Boyer, COO at DMG Federal. Welcome to Fed Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Keith Boyer. He's the Chief Operating Officer at a company called DMG Federal. We've been talking about a wide range of subjects here, business intelligence, creating reports, generating information from big data. I think we talked about, is big data really a big headache? And all kinds of different opinions on that and solutions. We talked about several of them, including Tableau. Many of my listeners read blogs. Some of them are active on Twitter. If you want to read my blog is Tech Tuesday Blog. It's easy to find. My Twitter handle is unusual. It's at Ray Gilray. What about you, Keith? Do you tweet? Do you have a Twitter handle?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have close to over 2,000 followers. My handle is at K-E. Boyer, B-O-Y-E-R.
Yeah, and your company, of course, has one too, at DMG Federal. Yeah. Active, by the way, both very active Twitter feeds. You can go there and get a pulse on what's going on in the community and find out a lot of ideas about business intelligence, the cloud, data profiling, BYOD, LinkedIn tools, a whole ride, all kinds of stuff you tweet about, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I give this test to every single person sitting in the studio, and a lot of people are listening going, this guy, I wonder what kind of cell phone he has, because they're trying to gauge you and see if you really are a card-carrying nerd. He knows a lot about business intelligence. What does he know about Twitter? And so I give everyone this 10-question test. I'm going to give it to you right now, Keith.
All right.
So, first question. So I break into your house this afternoon. How many desktops do I find down there?
None.
None. That's the right answer. How many cell phones have you bought in the last year?
Last year for myself?
Yeah.
One.
One. Okay, that's reasonable.
Okay.
And you have a personal Twitter feed? Yes. Do you have a personal blog?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of personal online backup do you use?
That's done through the cloud. Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of it, but it's done through the cloud.
Okay. What kind of smartphone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
iPhone. And how many apps on that iPhone have you used in the last 30 days?
Probably about eight.
Eight, okay. And break into your house this afternoon. How many tablet devices can we count in there?
Probably about five.
Five?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot. And what kind of social networking sites are you active in?
Facebook, okay. Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram.
Last book you read, was it paper or electronic?
It was electronic.
Electronic. Wow, pretty good scores here. Five tablets. You could be a card-carrying nerd. I'll have to run this from my UniVac computer in my basement.
UniVac.
And then I'll print it out in my
UniVac,
green bar and mail it to you, and you'll get it maybe in the summertime when Bryce Harper's hitting home runs or something.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen your company change over the years.
Yeah.
You were one of my first guests years ago. And it seems to be, I'll throw this word out, it seems to be more agile than before. it's like, well, you had one solution and it solved all the problems.
Yeah.
Now you're kind of sitting back like a shortstop and going, okay, I don't know where this ball is going to go. I got to bend my knees and flex and I go left, right. And so maybe Tableau's the answer. Maybe it isn't. Maybe a combination of Cognitio is the answer. And, mm-hmm. and what I think what you're presenting is a set of flexible tools to solve a problem for a government agency. You go to DMG and find out the tools. They use you fine. You get information. That's great. They don't use you fine too. It's taking this agile software development and putting it in terms of software, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And really, it's really understanding the use case, right? So I think that at one time, you know, when there was this revolution of going to client servers and as well as applications, a lot of clients bought software based on some features and some kind of cool tricks and different gadgets that it offered. But now then trying to right fit that into the how does it fit and solve the problem and meet these use cases that we have that continue to evolve. And so where we start at is really understanding what is the challenges that organizations are facing, what are the use cases that they're trying to address, and then what you're seeing now is that there's prepackaged, for example, for us, there's prepackaged analytics that enable them to get to time to value much quicker. So whether that be human capital analytics, whether that be supply chain analytics, whether that be operational analytics, financial analytics, and from different and that's broken down from different modules or what have you. This is a way that organizations can get this kind of ready deployed type of set of analytics that they can bring in and then kind of customized for their particular situation to get them to value much quicker.
I saw a tweet this morning from your company, and the headline of the tweet was that Cloud BI, Cloud Business Intelligence, 60% cost savings over the traditional way. I mean, if you're an agency and you got to save some money, you can't afford not to look at it, huh?
Oh well, yeah. So the time, so from the time of procurement to the time of actually working can be done in weeks instead of months. The cost of hardware, as we know, is constantly changing. You know, as soon as you buy that server, it's already outdated the next day. And also the fact that when you're looking at as a software as a service model, we're knowing that our workforce is changing. You know, a department could increase the number of employees over a short period of time or a long period of time for that matter, or it can also decrease. So, you know, when you know, agencies, some agencies have bought perpetual licenses have made considerable investments in those licenses, and they're still continuing to pay maintenance on that volume
and
of licenses.
Yeah.
And they're not using them. So we're seeing that cloud is able to provide that right fit, just in time, cost savings to our clients.
Well, let's go in a time machine and go out 5 years. 5 years from now, we're looking at business intelligence. It seems like it's going to be distributed and mobile and flexible, and I can't even predict what's going to happen in 5 years with BI.
Yeah, I would suggest that. I would think that you're going to see data being able to much more easily integrate with each other. Especially with a lot of the applications, platforms are coming out and appliances that are bringing unstructured and structured data into one place. I think the visualization of modeling that data, profiling that data is going, and even cleaning that data is going to be much easier. We are already in the post PC era. I guess that was one of the questions you had asked. How many PCs what did you find in my home? So we're going straight mobile. I think that as in the future, I would imagine that you can get a profile or a report on your cell phone that you didn't ask for that requires your attention based on different metrics or different situational scenarios that data knows that you need to have access to that information.
Where does Google Analytics fit in all this? I'm thinking about analytics. I'm thinking about Google. It's everywhere. It's free.
Yeah. So Google Analytics for us is a great tool. It helps us to specifically for our website is to really understand the traffic that's coming to our website, how they're interacting with us via our website, where they're coming from. We're also being able to leverage leverage that with our online advertising as well, tying that back into what pages are there we're getting the most response to, what ads we're getting the most response to. So it's kind of guiding our marketing spend in a very, very good way, which we would not be able to do on our own. And you're right, it's free, and it makes my marketing manager's job a lot easier.
You can watch your sales of growth for Tableau. And it's really a surprise product. It's much more popular than I realized, isn't it, Tableau?
Oh, Tableau is tied with Google Analytics. I mean, Google has its own visualizations, but it provides you the data to do much more deeper, market segments and as well as trend and cost type analysis or what have you. And Tableau is a great front end for that.
So in 5 years, is DMG going to provide almost exclusively reports that are handheld friendly? Is it, instead of desktop priority, the priority is going to be handheld in 5 years, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. So right now, most of our applications, the first thing is how mobile is it? So, with these slates and tablets and what have you, we think they're going to get much, much smarter. Even some of the smartphones you're seeing, they have a bigger footprint that the visualization rendering could be a lot more easier. And so to be viewed and interacted with. So we're going to continue to see that trend in the next 5 years.
Great. We're going to have to maybe continue this interview in a year and find out where Tableau fits in and see what's happening in the whole world of business information and just representing numerical information and graphical framework. It's rapidly changing. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guest, Keith Boyer, COO at DMG Federal. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Lectromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 9, only on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.